Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? Hey, everyone. I'm just waiting on all y'all to get in. I got a special treat for you again today. I'm looking at the service hours. Let me see. Service hours. Okay. Let's get this straight. I don't know what happened over here, but we're going to get it straight. Let's see. All right. So, let me open up these phone lines. Open up the phone lines. And then we'll do roll call, but we're going to do a check-in first. I want to make sure everybody okay today. Somebody live. Right? 279. That look like me.
Oh, I'm on call.
Let's see. Y'all put yourself on mute for a moment. We're going to give, it's not enough people on here to start. We're still looking for some more people to get on, so we're going to give them a minute. Y'all go ahead and mute yourself. I'm going to give y'all something to listen to until they get on. Let me see what I can find for y'all, and then we're going to move forward. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I am still at work, and, man, one thing about a job, you got to go to it if you want to get something from it. So if you don't want nothing from it, stay at home and see what you get. Anyway, let me see if one of my commercials is working right now.
The Wise Words with One Gone Show on blogtalkradio.com featuring DJ One Gone. For requests, call 916-889-0105. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time nightly. The Wise Words with One Gone Show.
Better believe it.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence. It's taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. Okay, so let me go on and find out if everybody's on board today. Just want to thank y'all for being on. This is our last day of SAC Youth Works. I have the city coming on today, and I'm sure hoping everybody's on here, because if you're not on here today, that means you're going to have to make up a day with them, not me. I'm out of it. And so it's changed from before, because a lot of kids didn't get all their hours, but they got the money. And the city felt that, you know, we giving them a chance, but then they trying to burn us off a little time. So if your time ain't showing up, that ain't on Mr. Tim, because I've been praying and begging and all the other stuff I normally don't do, but I want y'all to be successful. So that's why I did it. But please believe me, if you owe them, you're going to have to pay them before you get paid. And you're going to be seeing people cashing that check. You're going to be calling Mr. Tim. Mr. Tim, where my check at? And I'm going to tell you just like this. I'm going to block your number. So you don't. And every time you call on another number, I'm going to block it. Because I done cried and did way more than I'm ever going to do for anybody, for y'all, because I wanted y'all to complete this. Anyway, I ain't going to hit you too hard today. I'm just going to get you one time. Is Jarrell Abraham in here? Darrell, let me look down. Hold on. Let me go all the way to the bottom. Open up all these lines. Make sure. Oh, yeah, so some lines ain't open. Hold on. Let me open these lines up. Is Jarrell Abraham in here? Jarrell Abraham. Okay. What about Makai Lopez? Okay. Gonna keep on going. What about Douglas Lair?
I'm here.
Israel Dossman.
Here.
Shayla Jacobs.
I'm here, Mr. Tim.
Darius Jacobs.
Here.
What about Amarian? Scott.
Here.
What about Ira Jones? Nevaeh DeWitt.
Yes.
Terrell Knox.
Yeah.
I need somebody to mute their phone. I need everybody to mute their phone, and when I call you, just come off mute because your background is too hard for me. I can't even hear the people saying nothing. Go ahead on and mute yourself. Go ahead on and mute yourself. Go on and mute yourself. We're going to be here all day. Hello? Can you mute yourself? Terrell Knox. Terrell Knox.
Here.
Carmone Jefferson.
Here.
Tyra Massey. Roman Miller.
Here.
Ashley Hernandez.
Here.
Kyrie Petro.
Here.
Nyanis Prim.
Here.
Christopher Morrell. Ricardo Shelby.
Here.
Israel Torres. Okay, I got two more that just got on. Let me see who this is. Is that you, Mr. Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the 904, who is that?
Tamaris.
Huh?
It's Tamaris.
Who?
Tamaris.
Tamaris, you on the wrong
line.
You ain't with us. You just hanging out?
I got the message.
No, you're supposed to get on Mr. Henry's Zoom. This is the. You're supposed to be y'all doing it tomorrow after my class finished. You're supposed to be on Mr. Henry's Zoom. This is for tomorrow. See, Mr. Henry, though. Hold on, y'all. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
I'm gonna text you then. And I'm gonna get Mr. Henry number.
All right. So let me start. Let me do something right quick. I'm going to give y'all another song right quick. I got a special guest coming on today, and I need y'all to be engaged. The city will be on today. Matter of fact, the city is on. Matter of fact, Pro Youth is on, and it is on. And so I'm finna call this roll call one more time because here go five more youth. So here we go. I'm going to have you go ahead and say how you feeling today. We're going to check in. So we're going to go with Darius Jacobs.
Mr. Tim, I'm here.
Who is this, Dante?
Yeah.
Okay, Dante, hold on. So, Dante, since you came on, how you feeling today? Run the wheel. Let's go.
My name is Dante Jacobs. I go to Monterey Trail High School. I'm 15, and my dad was there.
Great. Darius Jacobs.
I'm Darius Jacobs. I go to Sava. I'm 18 and my day was good.
Jarrell Abraham.
My name is Jarrell. I'm 16 and I had a great day today.
Makai Lopez. Douglas Lair.
I'm Douglas. I'm 15 and my day was fine.
Israel Dossman.
Here. My day was fine.
Shayla Jacobs.
Hello, my name is Shayla Jacobs. I go to Cosumnes River College. I'm 18 and my day was fine.
Great. Let's go to Amarion Scott.
Hello. My day was good. My day was good. I'm 16.
Nevaeh DeWitt.
Hi, my name is Nevaeh DeWitt. I'm 14 and I had a good day.
Terrell Knox.
My name is Terrell. Good.
Carmone Jefferson. Y'all dry, man. Y'all dry. Y'all not treat me fair.
My name is Carmone. I'm 16 and my day was good.
Tara Massey.
My name is Tyra. I'm 15 and my day was good.
Ashley Hernandez.
My name is Ashley. I'm 15 and my day was good.
Kyrie Petro.
My name is Kyrie Petro. I'm going to SES. I'm 14 and my day is good.
Nyanis Prim.
Hi, my name is Nyanis. I'm 15 and my day was good.
Christopher Morrell.
My name is Chris. I'm 17 and my day was perfect.
Good. Ricardo Shelby.
My name is Ricardo and my day was good.
Israel Torres.
My name is Israel Torres. I'm 16. I go to John F. Kennedy and my day was great.
I like that. Thank you, Israel. You did it just like I like it done. Anyway, to the rest of y'all, I thank you for being on here today on Blog Talk Radio. It is SAC Youth Work, last day of work. And now that we are finishing up this last day of work, we've done Imago. We've done work plan. We've done service hour. You guys went over to the African Marketplace and stayed over there and made your presence known. You also, some of y'all even went and cleaned out my storage. I had service hours from two gentlemen go over there and straighten out our storage. We got our kayaks in place. We got our fold-up boat. We have our canoe. We have our generators. These guys did a wonderful job. So I just really want to thank them two young men. They had makeup hours, and they made them up. And so I want to thank them publicly with you all. Anyway, today I have a special guest. It's a real smart person that helps me navigate this system that we're on. He's only 20, but you wouldn't tell it by the way his worth ethics is, right? And he is none other than Emiliano. Emiliano, are you on here?
I'm on, Mr. Tim.
So, Emiliano, I want the kids to know that it's because of you that I'm able to do this program, the people you work with, pro-youth and families. And so I want you to tell them what you do, how you got to where you at, and tell them what's left after they do the 40 hours. There's a few more things we have to do before we submit it and be able to get them paid. So without further ado, I hope y'all listening because I brung him on so you can find out yourself how this is going. Go ahead on, Mr. Emiliano.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Tim. So Hooked on Fishing team, it has been an utmost pleasure to work with Mr. Tim. And just to see all those pictures and videos of you guys doing that great work that you guys were chosen to do. First, I just want you guys all to give your guys self a big pat on the back. 40 hours is nothing light. It is not easy work, but you guys did it. So that's a really big accomplishment, and you guys are going to be getting paid $500 for your guys' hard work and dedication throughout SAC Youth Work Summer 2022. A little bit about myself. I'm from West Sacramento, born and raised. I graduated in 2018 from high school. I'm currently in college. I have a year and a half left. I will be getting my bachelor's in political science from Southern New Hampshire University. And I'm the coordinator for the Youth and Family Collective, which is an initiative by pro-youth and families, basically to come together and work with all these local CBOs to do the greater good for, you know, Sacramento and the community that you guys live in. Youth Works is one of those programs. And it's been an utmost pleasure to work with Mr. Tim, Mr. Henry. They are doing phenomenal work on the ground, and you guys are behind it all. Just because you guys are participants, no matter your title in this world, you are contributing something, and you guys are doing great work. So I really, really do appreciate it. I love seeing these photos. Mr. Tim, I love when you call me. It keeps me on my toes. But with that being said, you guys completed those 40 hours, and I know you guys are waiting on that check, that $500 check. That is coming soon. We are finishing up the youth exit survey. So once that is finalized, I will go ahead and send it over to Mr. Tim, and Mr. Tim is going to go ahead and send it out to all of you guys for you guys to complete. And then once that is completed, there we go. That $500 stipend is going to be coming. Right now, funds are kind of being held up on the city's end, but you guys will be getting paid soon. I could tell you guys that. Soon. Just don't think that you guys aren't getting paid. You guys are going to be getting paid, all right?
Yes, sir.
You guys are right. He said, all right.
Hello?
So watch this, Emiliano. This is what I normally do. The money that I get, you know, for a minute, admin, I normally just go ahead and take care of the youth, but mm-hmm. I want them to do the survey before I do it this time, because if we don't do the survey, we don't get the actual data of how this program affected
right.
them. Would they do
right.
it again? And, you know, just the data that is needed so this program
right.
can continue, I want
right.
to make sure that they get that first, and then I'll break them
yeah.
off out of my pocket and just wait for the money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. You know, you guys, I know firsthand what it's like to do all these surveys, and you guys are like, oh, my gosh, why do I have to keep doing surveys? But really, these surveys help myself and pro-youth and families work with the city of Sacramento so that way we can produce the best program possible to serve all of you. That is what this data is used for. It's not going to be collected and being stored off somewhere and not being used. This data we actually look at with a lens, and we're like, all right, how many more youth can we serve, and how can we better serve you guys? Because that is our number one goal, is to make sure you guys are our number one, always, is the youth. And making sure you guys are being helped in any way possible and learning those work-based kind of learning hours that you guys are learning through SAC Youth Work. So this data is very, very important.
Okay, is there any questions for Emiliano, because it's mom's birthday? Happy birthday to your mom, Emiliano.
I will let her know. But, yeah, you guys can please ask me any questions you guys have. I'm an open book, so if you guys have any questions, please let me know.
You got 5 minutes to ask the questions. Anybody got any questions for Emiliano?
Will the survey be online or will it be on paper?
It will be online. It will be a link that will be sent to Mr. Tim, and that way Mr. Tim can email it or text it. However he communicates with you guys, that's the way it's going to be sent.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Mr. Tim.
Yes.
Did you already do roll call?
Yeah. Is this Ira Jones?
No, it's Makai.
Okay, Makai. Thank you for coming in. Thank you. Run the wheel, Makai.
Hello, I'm Makai Lopez. I'm 14. I go to Sac High, and my day was good.
Great. And so without you guys don't have any more questions, I'm going to let Mr. Emiliano go, and then we're going to continue on with our night. So you guys don't have any questions, right? Yes or no?
No.
No.
All I got, I just want to finish off with saying is you guys are young, working adults, and you guys are going to come into this workforce strong. And I want you guys to remember, never take no as an answer. Never take no as an answer. That is only that answer, no, should push you even harder to work towards your goal. I really don't like to brag about it myself, but I am a 20-year-old working adult working for a nonprofit at a role where I needed a bachelor's. But I worked hard to get to where I was. And that should be a statement to all of you guys, as you work hard and hard work will produce a great future for all of you guys. So never take no as an answer and always work hard and always come back and serve your community. That is number one.
All right. Thank you, Emiliano. You have a wonderful day. Again, happy birthday to you.
Of course. All right, Mr. Tim, thank you so much.
All
thank
right,
you guys.
All right.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure. All right.
So
have
I see
night,
my
guys.
Wife was on. Honey, you – oh, she just dropped off. Okay. So here we go. Today we're going to talk about mental health. It's our last day, and we're going to talk about it to the fact that, you know, a lot of people say if you go get some mental health – excuse me, assistant, or if you go see a doctor that is a psychiatrist, most people think you're crazy, but that's not actually true. So I went to a therapist. Let me just talk about me. I got shot 5 times, right? And it took me a long time to get back on my feet. It took me a long time to get back to me, and I was kind of, you know, depressed on one hand, I was bipolar on another hand, I was schizophrenic on another hand, I was just tore up, man, and it took me a long time to realize that I really needed help, you know, because I didn't want nobody to think I was already a cripple in a wheelchair with a big old apparatus on my jaw, and a hole in my neck where I was talking out of, and just a whole bunch. And I just didn't want anybody to think after all of that, that I'm crazy, right? And so I let that whole, because in the black community, we think if you go seek help, that you're crazy. And so I didn't want to go seek help because I didn't want nobody to think I was crazy, right? And so today I'm better. I'm calm. I'm able to do the work that I do without a stretch of stress. I don't have to go through a lot of ups and downs. I know who I am today, and I don't let nobody tell me who I'm supposed to be or how I'm supposed to be. I am who I am, and they have to accept me regardless. If they don't, then it's okay. Just keep moving. But I had to get to that point. And that's a big point to get to, because for a long time I wasn't even thinking that. I wasn't good to myself. I didn't care about myself. I was, you know, when I was in that wheelchair for them 2 years, man, I used to say, God, you can take me now, because I ain't gonna walk. I ain't, you know, I'm all toe up. I don't think anything's left for me in this life. And that was the devil talking to me, and the devil tricking me, and you know, just having me blind to what God has for me, right? And it took me to get locked up, right? To get locked up. I was locked up while I was shot, right? And I had a friend called Hurricane the Poet. He used to push me around and just give me real conversation. He gave me encouragement. He inspired me, and he uplifted me when I was at my lowest. And I'll never forget that guy, right? And so Well, like I always say, it's never too late to be great. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to be the best you. You know, you're going to go through some things growing up. People going to put things on you, lie on you, and all type of stuff. Because one thing I know and two things for sure, when people are jealous of you, they don't want to see you thrive. They don't want to see you do you the best way you can. They want to agitate you so you can jump off that cliff with no wings. And so when I went to the therapist, at first I went to the wrong ones, right? And so if you don't go to someone that has been almost where you've been or has struggled the way you struggled or ate Roman top noodles or, you know, bologna sandwiches, butter sandwiches, air sandwiches. If they were connecting to you and none of the things that you've been through, when you go to release your innermost feelings, they really won't comprehend them. They'll write them down. They'll write what you're saying down and repeat what you said, but they don't have a direction to send you. And so the first four or five therapists, they wasn't nothing, and they were being paid for me. I didn't have to pay because I had a job, and I was getting workman's comp while I was in the wheelchair, and I was getting money coming through the mail, so my therapist was paid for. But they were sending me to the wrong ones, and so the first real therapist I got, I was locked up. I got out from when I got shot, because I got shot and they locked me up for being on probation. So those of you that are on probation, if you get shot, you're going to jail. You ain't shoot nobody. You got shot. You going to jail. It's a violation of your probation. You can go to jail, right? So I did. And when I got out, I went to a few therapists, but I didn't learn anything, didn't get anything. But then I got locked up again because I was still in the game. I figured, you know, I'm going to get it how I am because I don't know no better. I don't know nothing else. And I just let the devil trick me thinking that, you know, even though I had jobs, they wasn't paying what I like to have in my pocket. And so I know a lot of you young folks like money because all of you said, you know, you're doing this for the money. But let me tell you, that money will fool you. That money will trick you. That money, it'll get you out there. Some people will do anything for money. And so, you know, if you have that mentality, things will come. Consequences will come. Tragedy even will come when you're thinking and you're living hard for the money like that, right? And so I got myself in trouble again, and I went to where was I at? I was in High Desert, and it's a prison. And I sat down with an old man who seen me cleaning up the yard. So my job in the prison, just so I can get a pay number, and the pay number was 27 cent an hour. I didn't say $3 an hour. I didn't say $10 an hour. I said 27 cent an hour what they would pay me, 8 hours a day for the work that I did. And all I would do is pick up cigarette butts off the yard, put them in a can, and cut the grass. Well, my first therapist was a cellie. He was an old-time lifer. He was never getting out. And he told me, he said, man, you keep these folks grass cut, you keep the bushes trimmed, you keep the cigarettes off the butt, off the ground. You know what you need to do? You need to, when you get out, you need to open up a lawn service. You need to utilize this, what you're doing in here, and really get paid for it because you do a good job. And I wasn't listening to him, you know. I was like, yeah, well, whatever, you know. I ain't finna do this outside. I'm finna get real money, right? But he was giving me the game, and I didn't know it, right? And so my time came up, and I ended up getting out. I'm going to let y'all know, man, once I met my parole officer and I seen how bad he was and how stinky he was and how he would really try to just send me back, I said, Mama, try what OG said. So I took my gate money, which is the money they give you if you had money on your books, you worked for that money, and the money they give you $200. Everybody get $200 when they get released from prison. And so I had $700-$800. And what I did is I bought a lawnmower, a weed eater, a blower, a broom, a rake, and I started a lawn service. And come to find out, man, that lawn service took me to the top because I started out in a Honda, a little Honda Accord. And I put that lawnmower in the back of it, and my homeboys who I used to be out there with on the block, they used to laugh at me. Man, look at this dude. Man, he riding around in that little car with all that equipment going around cutting people's yard. But then when they see me buy that first truck, they're like, oh. When they seen that second truck, they're like, ooh, he real. But then when they seen me buy that third truck and had people running them trucks and I wasn't moving to do no yards, they're like, dang. And the name of that company was One Gone Lawn Service, where we kill them at the roots, dirty deeds done dirt cheap. That's just what that had it on my shirt, and if you need to see it, I can probably look in one of my archive pictures and show you one of them shirts. But that's what I did to not go back to the block. I had to do, the old man told me, he said, man, if you do that, you're going to be successful. And so when people tell you some things that they see in you, take it to heart and say, you know, they see I got potential. I need to see that I got potential. But anyway, back to the therapist. That was my first therapist, a lifer in prison. He sat me down and he talked to me more than about business. He told me if he ever had a chance to get back out, the things he would do and how he would do and the people he would apologize to and the things that, you know, made him a demon and a monster out there, that he would all give it all back and let God lead him. And so when he was ministering to me as a therapist, as a friend, as a cellmate, I took it all in because I knew he wasn't going back home, and maybe I can live out the dream that he was talking about. And I did that. I used some of the blueprint that he had for himself, I used for myself, and I made it. And I always kept contact with that man until he died in prison. He never made it out, right? But I always sent him a box. I always sent him some money. I would write him when he write me. You know, I didn't let him down because he really gave me the strength to carry on. Because, you know, I'm just like anybody else. I get hard-headed, you know, and a hard head make a soft sit down. And so I just want y'all to know, man, that mental illness is real. Depression is real. Schizophrenia is real. When you thinking everybody after you and ain't nobody thinking about you, that's real, man. And so if you are one of the youth that is on this line and you need assistance, I'll call it that, and you need assistance to be a better you, seek help. Everyone's not going to be able to. You can't judge everybody. You can't think everybody going to be able to hear you cry and be able to help you. And one thing I know, when they do help you, it won't fix you. You fix you. Nothing nobody else can say can help you fix you. They can help you with a plan to, you know, get fixed, but you don't get fixed until you do the work. Nobody else can do the work. They can talk all day and listen all day, but until you yourself bring the best you out, you'll be just, you know, going around like a dog chasing his tail until you really reach out. So with that being said, oh, I see my wife back on. She had dropped off. Hey, honey. Hello, honey.
I'm here. I'm listening. Good story.
Okay. And so you want to say hi to the youth before we carry on?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I'm glad you guys are tuned in listening. I heard a little bit of a story that I didn't know either. And I was glad to listen to what Emilion was saying, because I know everybody wants to get paid and everything. But yeah, just take everything to heart that we're trying to, you know, give you access to, moving forward so you guys can be successful young men and women. That's all I want to say, and I'm continuing to listen.
And so watch this, honey. So you wrote a couple of books. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. So my wife is an author. She's written three books, one called Lukewarm, one called Here. I don't look like what I – wait, you say it, honey. And here I am.
I don't look like what I've been through is my second novel, and my third one of the series is Here I Am.
Okay. And so, honey, you wrote them books. Why did you write them books?
Well, I wrote my story because I wanted to share with other, basically at first young women, but then also the guys as well, just a little bit of experience of what I went through so they wouldn't go through it. So just like you, I've been shot. I got shot in the head in 95. I was incarcerated. I got in a fight with a girl. I think I was 19. She was 24. And we got in an argument or whatever. And, you know, unfortunately, I stabbed her and she died. So that's another reason why, you know, when I tell you guys, you know, sit down or do this, or like when we was having a situation outside, I want you guys to stay in, because when people start getting in a crowd and somebody pushed somebody, don't nobody know who it was, then next thing you know, another fight breaks out and then somebody can get hurt. So in my instance, I was actually defending myself, but in the same sense, being around that environment, you know, ended up getting an altercation, and then it could have been, I could have died, but instead she died. So that's something that took away from my life. You know, that sentence is a 16-year sentence. So you don't want to be gone for 16 years from your family. I had just had a baby, you know, so my child and I were separated for almost 4 years. And in all the things that you go through always have a consequence later, you know. So it affected me down the line. Working, I always try to stay in the medical field because medical field, they don't really fingerprint you. But I couldn't get another type of job. I couldn't work for the state or the government, anything like that, because my fingerprints, you know. When you do things and you get arrested or incarcerated, you know, it stays with you, just like your attitude at school. It carries on. Oh, this guy, he was this way, or she was this way. She didn't do her work. So your grades really have a lot of an impact, too, on how the teachers view you moving forward. So anyway, I just wrote the book to share how I was at 19. And then I carried on the story of different things that I went through as I grew up, meeting different people, getting different boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, having children with people who, with a person that wasn't my husband. You know, all these decisions have consequences. All our decisions have consequences. So then now, if you would read the first, second, third story, it'll take you through what I call my transformation to who I am today, you know, a model citizen. Like, I wasn't bad, but still, you have to really guard who you hang around because, like they say, birds of a feather flock together. You know, you might go to the mall, and then one of your homeboys want to snatch a backpack. Okay, he take off running. You like, what are you running for? But they snatch you up. Like, well, you was with that guy that just stole the backpack. Now the police want to question you. Now, is you going to snitch or you going to not? You know, it's a whole big old arena after that. So you just have to watch who you hang around as well and make better choices for yourself. So basically that was what my story was about, just to share with other young women. And now that I see it affects men as well, I share my story with them too. So the men and young men will know how to treat their girlfriends, how to treat their mother, how to respect women and people of authority too, you know. So that's it. So that's why I told the story. I didn't know I'd be sharing that with you guys, but it was good to be invited to share that on this last platform that we're having of the program. So I appreciate you guys listening.
Yes, thank you, honey. I appreciate it. Takes a lot for someone to speak out, you know, about what they've done and where they've been and where they're going and how they end up and all that. And so I only did that because I want you guys to never be afraid of who you are, no matter what you've done. You stand on what you stand on. Anytime you bow out and cow out, that means you ain't who you really supposed to, who you say you is. That's just something you be saying. But if you can stand on it, that lets yourself know that, you know what, I believe in me, and I don't care what people think about this, that, and the other. If they hear it, I'm really getting it off my chest because I need to heal. And so I'm going to give y'all a five-minute break. We've been on here about 40-something minutes. I'm going to give y'all a water break, a bathroom break, and I'm going to play something like this until you get back.
Run, 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 run.
Clap your hands. Yeah, I know what this is.
Run,
yeah.
That little mama just break it down. With a boy Bad Wow, when that boy Chris Brown. All I wanna do is see you take it to the ground. Bring it up slow, twerk that thing like them girls in the video. Then I'm leaving here with something. I come with that good game, baby girl. And I ain't frontin', I got that Bentley GT parked outside. So scream at it when you're ready to ride. Now come on.
Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I saw that body. Get started, tell her what the young boy gon' do. Send them pics with you, gotta be a kid. Stay pretty thick with a tip that's sick that need to be hit. So tell me what y'all gon' do.
I got friends and you got friends.
Right about now, I need everybody to get to the dance floor.
All right, all right, all right. That's the sound of Chris Brown and Little Bow Wow right here on the Wise Words One Gone Show. It's SAC Youth Works, a last day of work. Now that we're finishing work, what are we going to do when we get to school? So now, who's ready for school and who's already in school? Who's in school so far?
Me.
Okay. One at a time.
I'm in school.
So, Darius, did you say you was in school?
Yeah.
Okay, what you doing over at the... Okay, hold on. Hold on. Darius, what are you doing in school right now? Is it looking like you're going to finish this year? Is it looking like you're going to pay attention this year? Is it looking like you're going to get everything you need? Okay. So how do you know? Yeah.
What did you say?
How do you know it's going to be a yeah? What are you going to do different? What are you going to do to contribute to it?
Like, I do more of my, like, not necessarily more of my work, but, like, more assignments to my daily goal.
Okay, okay. Who else said they started school?
Makai.
Okay, Makai. What are you going to do this year that you didn't do last year that's going to help you get to the 10th grade?
Do all my work and pay attention.
Okay, I heard another me. Who's that?
Chris.
Who?
Chris.
Chris, okay. Chris, what you going to do at school?
I'm going to have to pay attention more because I got in a lot of trouble when I was in school, so I got to just, now I got to work harder and do me and stop focusing on other people. I think I'm going to do good. Yeah.
Okay. Sound good. Who else said me?
Jarrell.
Nine.
Okay. Nine, go ahead.
I feel like I'm going to do good in school because, like, I'm very, like, dedicated and, like, focused on, like, myself and life. So, like, I know the first thing you got to do to, like, do stuff in life is, like, to get your education. So, I feel like I'm going to do good. I've been doing good, so I'm really not worried about nothing for real.
Hey, that's good. Jarrell.
Yes.
What you going to do different than last year that to help you continue being the best you and getting your grades and everything together?
Well, the school I go to only has like 14 kids at the school, and I don't know them, so I can just focus on myself, and I can graduate early this year.
Oh, that's boss right there. That's boss. Anybody else?
Me, Mr. Jim.
Who's me?
Dante.
Okay, Dante, what's good?
You said what?
What you going to do that's going to help you stay out of trouble, turn in your lesson, and bring them grades up to where we ain't got to go down and then try to make them up later on down in the year?
I'm going to stay committed to my football, and I'm also just going to stay consistent, turning in all my work.
That's big. That's big. And anyone else? Anyone else?
Me.
Who's that?
Roman.
Roman, what you going to do different this year at this school than you didn't do at them other schools?
Not get in trouble.
Okay.
Pay for some more. Do my homework.
Sound good, Roman. Sound good. Sound good. And so for those of you that are getting ready to go back to school, I'm hoping that your money will be coming to you so you can go school shopping or do whatever you want with your money. But what I do want you to do is make sure that you turn in all your assignments. So what y'all don't know is that the work that you ain't turning in is the majority of your grade. So you say, okay, I ain't finna do this homework. I'm finna go hang outside and play on the game. I ain't finna do this homework. It's 2 weeks going by. I ain't finna do this homework because they got a party over here. I ain't finna do this homework, man, because I now got a girlfriend and she's talking to me on the phone, and I really ain't trying to do no homework. I'm trying to talk to this girl or boyfriend. Oh, man, I ain't doing this work because you know what? I don't feel like it. And everybody feels that way. I flunked the ninth grade, and I was embarrassed the next year because my little cousin, who was in the eighth grade, came to the ninth grade, and we were sitting in the same class, and he jonesed me. He dogged me out. Said, man, he wouldn't let it go, right? He wouldn't let it go. And so I made a point that I was going to pay attention. Plus, I wanted to play football. And I said, you know what, I ain't going to be able to play football with bad grades. They're not going to let me do that. And then I don't want to be the dummy at the school. I don't want everybody looking at me, and I got Fs and Ds. And nah, I don't want to do that. So I had to buckle down. I had friends that loved to do their homework, get that out the way, and then go have fun. And so once I learned that technique of getting the homework and the housework done, and then run all night. Hey, so my mama worked there. She had her own beauty shop. So sometimes she didn't come home till 11, 12 o'clock. Man, I do all my homework, all my housework, because I was the butler at my mom's house. She made sure I did everything because my big sister wasn't going to do it. And so I'd get my homework done first. Then I'll start on my housework. Finish my housework, and then I go hang out with my homeboys. I mean, we stay out all night, almost all night, man, playing because I already got everything together. But before I learned that technique, I was hanging out with them before I did homework, and I was hanging with them before I did housework. And then what I did with the housework, when my mama came home late at night, I make sure I got home. I go play 4 or 5 hours, but then before she got home, I clean for 2 hours and get it straight. And so I wasn't the best kid, you know, coming up. I had problems. My dad died when I was 9, and I was mad at the world. And I didn't even know that. I didn't even know I was mad, you know. I just thought, you know, that was the attitude to have. But it wasn't. It really had people not wanting to be around me or, you know, some people don't trust you. It's because you put yourself in that box. And so I need you all to know that you don't have to put yourself in a box. I know a lot of people say, I'm going to do me and I'm going to stay in my lane. But if you stay in your lane too long, you ain't going to see some of the things that's out there for you. I hope y'all hearing what I'm saying, because I'm just trying to give you some real, because that's who I am today. I'm here to give you the real. There's already enough people giving you the fake bologna sandwich. They're giving you all this information that ain't going to help you. And so I'd be damned if I do the same to you. I want to give you guys something to step on and stand up on. And so that's why I do the work I do. You can ask anybody in Sacramento. Mr. Tim is known out here for doing what I do. And I keep it real because I need you all to know that because you ain't about that life, don't make you no sucker. See, a lot of people, let me just take it to my nephew. My sister's son, my blood nephew, because I got a lot of nephews. I'm talking about my blood nephew. The youngest one is 22. And I tell him, I say, nephew, man, I'm so proud of you. You working two jobs, man. You working two jobs. You graduated from high school. You graduated from the HVAC air conditioning heating class. You did a lot. I said, and, man, I'm glad you ain't about that life. Man, do you know he got mad at me? Tell me, what you talking about? I ain't about that life. Huh? You know, people, yeah, you can't, don't get upset because you ain't about that life. Pat yourself on the back, man. I had to sit him down. I said, man, what is you talking about? Because I said you ain't about that life. I ain't trying to say you a sucker. I ain't trying to say that you ain't, you know, you ain't suave. I ain't trying to say you ain't cool. I just said you ain't about that life. And so he really felt some kind of way until I broke it down to him. And then now he understand. He's like, you right, Unc. I ain't about that life, man. I'm about getting this bread, trying to get me a house, trying to get me a car. I'm only 22, but I'm trying to get things. And, yeah, I'm not about that life. And I said, there we go. But at first, boy, he wanted to fight me. He really, man, what you mean I ain't about that life? No, you not. You're not about that life, nephew. And so to y'all that's on here, man, it don't make you a sucker to be a square. It don't, because the squares is the one running the pegs. They got the they running the chess game on life. They got it together. As a matter of fact, you and I probably working for squares. Just keeping it real, keeping it real, keeping it real. Square ain't going to get itself in no trouble. Square trying to stay a square. And so don't let nobody brainwash you or tell you you got to be some type of, because when you get in trouble, let me tell you this. When I got in trouble, my mama didn't even write me. My mama didn't even send me no money, because she said she told me before I got there. And so I had to learn the hard way, and that was the best way to learn. I knowed I wouldn't get no letter in the mailbox in prison. I knowed I wasn't going to get no visit in prison. I knowed I wasn't going to get no money in prison. My mama had already set that forth. She said, you get caught up, that's on you. Now, if you're doing something different, I can support you. And so I need you young men and young ladies to know that, you know, you are somebody. You're great. You're great. You are great. Just who you are. You just need to take the time to get to know yourself. I hope y'all listening. Just take the time to get to know yourself. Now, me and my wife, let me tell you this, and then I'm going to go to a break, and I'm going to come and ask some questions. But me and my wife, we met in 1989. I seen my wife one time. I was my car broke down. I had a Mustang on Dayton's. I don't know if y'all know what Dayton's is, or even Mustangs, because it's a new day. But I had gold ones on my Mustang, and it broke down, and I was going to work. And so my wife, who was just a friend, I didn't even know her, lived upstairs in my apartment. No, she lived downstairs. She lived downstairs in my apartment. She came out, and she got in her car, and I was still messing with my car trying to see if it'll start. It didn't. So I asked her, I said, hey, can I get a ride to work? She said, yeah, come on, jump in. I said, okay, cool. I jumped in the car. She took me over by my job. And before I got out, I said, can I get a kiss on your cheek for the thank you? And she said, yeah. So I kissed her on the cheek. And I said, well, I'll see you later when I get off. She said, yeah, that's cool. We'll hook up. Guess what? I never seen her until 30-something years later, because she had got in some trouble. And that was the trouble she told y'all about. And so I was DJing in Southside Park for a village, something that my niece Victoria was throwing. And so my wife, she wrote them books she told y'all about, and she had a table out there on the line with the rest of the vendors. And I was the DJ, and I was on the stage. And so she walked across the grass, and I said, I know that ain't Angela. And so I let her, she went on by, and she went and got something to eat or something over there by Victoria. And then she walked back across the grass. And so I said, that looked like Angela, the girl I met 30, well, back then it was 27 years, because we've been married 3 years. So I said, that looked like her. And so I ran up on her. I said, hey, how you doing? She said, I'm doing all right. I said, I know you. She is like, yeah, I don't know where I know you from. I said, your name Angela? She was like, yeah. She said, where you know me from, Atlanta? I said, no, I just moved. Because I used to live in Atlanta. That's where my mom and them at right now. I used to live in Atlanta. And I said, no, I remember you from Cedar Ridge off of Mack Road right there. Hey, anybody know where Cedar Ridge is? It's right next to the McDonald's on Mack Road, close to Franklin side, not the one down on Valley High side. We lived in them apartments right there. And she's like, yeah. She said, well, what's your name? I said, I'm Tim. She go, oh, man, the one kiss. We had one kiss on the cheek. She said, you know what, we talked about what happened and whatnot. We laughed, and so we became friends. And so I went over her house, and I was doing, because I always do work. I'm a worker. I'm like Terrell. I'm a worker. So her carpets needed done. And so she called me. She said, you know anybody know do carpets? I was like, yeah, I do carpets. I got a carpet cleaner at my house. She said, well, my carpets is bad, and I need them done. I said, well, okay, I'll be over there. And so 2 days later, I went over there, and I took my carpet cleaner. Now, when I do something, I do it because I take pride in what I do. I don't just half-ass nothing. I'm going to take pride in what I do. That's everything I do. And so what made me like my wife when I was cleaning her carpet, she had to go to work, and she left me in her three-bedroom, two-bath townhouse by myself. She didn't say, you know, I'm finna leave, shut that off, and you come on. She trusted me, and that's all a man like me needed. She trusted me to be in her house and do what I said I was coming to do, and I did that. I cleaned the carpet. I locked the door when I left, and when she got home, she called me. She said, ooh, she was taking pictures. The carpenter was like a professional, and she's taking pictures and putting it on Facebook saying, Tim did a good job, or Auntie and all her friends wanted me to come do their carpets because I did such a good job, and them carpets was nasty. Oh, sorry, honey, but them carpets was nasty. And so I got all the black stains, the run, all that. I got it, the gum. So my son today, Caleb, his room had gum all in the carpet. I had to pick it up and put hot water on it and scrape it and all that. And at that time, I didn't even know Caleb, right? I never had even met Caleb until I went to Atlanta and brung them back to California. But anyway, make a long story short, you never know who's going to be there for you in the end, right? Never in a million years did me and my wife today thought we would be married and living the life that we're living through God's help and his grace, right? And so I would have never thought this, and I tell her this all the time. Matter of fact, we talk about it, and we sit back and we go, damn, look at us. Look how far we didn't came. We was separated for 20-something years, and then we came back together, and we made it really happen. People call us a black power couple because we've both been shot, we've both been to prison, and we changed that thing around. We changed that thing around. And we're not just talking that talk. We walk in the walk. And instead of being bitter and bad, mad and bad, what we're doing is doing God's work. We're helping other folks, and in helping other folks, God is blessing us. And so I want y'all to know, man, your life is not over. You just started. The oldest person on here is 18 years old, and you just started. You ain't did nothing. You ain't even paid no bills of your own. Well, not no rent. Or no home, or no mortgage. You ain't got no car. You ain't lived life, man. So don't go get a number. Don't go get a jail number before you can get a phone number. Please don't. Don't put yourself out there, because life owes you. Life owes you the best that you are looking for. If you have dreams, life owes you the results of your dreams. But you have to walk, you have to do the things that are necessary to accomplish that. And with that being said, I'm going to play one song, then I'm going to get right back to y'all because I got to go to the bathroom. And so you're
Mr. Tim, before you go,
listening to guys, huh?
Before you
Everybody
go, I got to go to football practice right now.
Okay. It's Dante?
Yeah.
Okay, Dante. Y'all got a game Friday, right?
Yeah, against Folsom.
Uh-huh. And that's a big game. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Folsom ranked number 4.
Yeah, I know.
What y'all rank?
I think we're like 16.
Yeah.
Not too low.
Okay, Dante, I got one thing for you to do to make up some time, but it's going to be on the weekend where we can knock it out, all right?
All right,
Dante. Anyway, to the rest of y'all, I know I've been playing a lot of that rap, and, you know, I'm going to have to change it up a little bit. Here's a little bit Beyonce for you, because, you know, me and Beyonce, you understand me, we see eye to eye with this here thing. We do see eye to eye with this thing, so I'm going to give y'all what I got, and it's going to be a little bit of Beyonce on this here show. You're listening to Wise Words of One Gone on Blog Talk Radio, and I cannot find my Beyonce. I cannot find her. B, where you at, B? Where you at? Oh, here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of Beyonce just for you. Go ahead on, take a do whatever you need to do. Take a moment for yourself. Until then, here's a little Beyonce. Folks, for hanging in there with me. We went through some ups, we went through some downs, but we here, man. And I'm glad we're safe and we're getting ready to get this money. And so, like Emiliano said, is that when I get that survey, I'm going to pass it on to you all. And what you're going to do is you're going to fill it out online, and you can get to a computer, you can do it on your phone, and just, and once you hit it, it's a Survey Monkey. It goes straight to the city. Once, because all the paperwork I'm finna send in now. Now, a couple of y'all need to send me some pictures. I got to tell you that part. You got to send me some pictures with your paper and the two people you did your interview with. I need that. And so you don't have to give me physically the paper, the form, but I need it in a picture, and I need that thing soon so I can get all of my information in so you guys don't be waiting on me. So when your money is slow, you can go, okay, I know Mr. Tim turned in that paper because I gave him the paper to turn in. But if you guys take a long time to turn that paper in, you're going to hold us all up because, like I said, I want to pay you out my money. I'm not going to even wait for the city. If I get all of the stuff that you guys say you got for me, I'm going to pay you out of my pocket, and I'll wait for the city. I said it for in front of him. I don't want you guys to have to wait until the city come up with that money, because sometimes it take a long time for the city to process paper. Now, we ain't the only one doing SAC Youth Works. There's 37 other organizations with 20 kids. So we might be number 36 out of the 37 if we don't get our stuff in. So let's get our stuff in. I'm making sure y'all get y'all's time. Right now, y'all, everybody but Dante and Ira is going to have 40 hours. Dante going to owe me a couple of hours on the side. I know he's doing football practice, so I'm making that service hours. I can do that. He's serving the community because he's playing on a community football team. See how easy that is to make something happen out of nothing? But he's still going to owe me 2 hours or something because I got to make sure I get a couple of pictures of him doing something else so I can turn into these folks and say, hey, these was his makeup hours. That's how far I go out for you guys. That's me. I'm here to build you up so that you'll be the best you can be. All right, so here we go. I'm asking questions. We're going to play a couple of songs, and we're getting about this cheap thing because I'm ready to go home. Let me see. We going right here to Israel Torres.
Yeah.
What it do?
Nothing, just...
Okay, so watch this, Israel. Israel, you've been around Mr. Tim a while. You've been here at least for 40 hours. And y'all also did some Imago. Some people didn't, and I credit you because I just wanted to make sure you hung in there. I don't want to put nobody out. I don't want to put nobody down. But next time around, I need you to be on point. I need you to be on point because the next time I might just fire you because I gave you all these chances. But Israel, you've been around me for about 40 hours. What do you think I am trying to get out of you, and what do you think I want to see in you?
What I think is that you want to teach us, like, how to handle our problems, like, not to, like, go out on the streets and, like, join gangs and stuff. You want us to, like, use our, I think you called it, like, our tool belt and use it effectively and not get into fights. Instead, talk it out or sit it out or, like you said, do 100 push-ups or something. And what I think you're trying to get out of us is, like, some work experience, is to be in a job and how to handle our emotions and how to talk to people, get along with people, and yeah. So
thank you. Thanks. That's my guy. That's my guy, Ricardo Shelby. Ricardo. Uh-oh, let me go right here. That you right there, Ricardo? Hello? Okay, I see a couple of phones. Let me go turn these mics back on. Roman, before I go down this thing and turn on these mics. Roman.
Yeah.
You've been around me more than 40 hours. What do you think I want to see in you, and what do you think I'm trying to get out of you?
You want to see me be successful and finish school?
That it?
Yeah.
All right. Makai Lopez.
Can you repeat the question?
What do you think I want to see in you, and what do you think I'm trying to get out of you? Did you not hear Mr. Torres?
I did. Well, to think about my actions and stuff so that I don't get in trouble and go to jail. And that's just to do whatever I can to stay out of trouble.
I'll take that. Miss Prim, what do you think I want to see in you, and what do you think I'm trying to get out of you?
I think what you want to see in me is, like, to be successful as, like, a black woman in this world, because, like, it's hard. It's not even hard just for, like, it's hard for a lot of females. So I feel like you just want me to, like, be, like, successful and watch who I hang around. And what was the other question?
What I want to get out of you.
Like my bad habits, to be honest, because I have some bad habits, but they're not that bad, but, like, I have some bad habits, so I feel like you want me to, like, be more open and socialize and, you know, all that good stuff like that.
Sounds good. Darius Jacobs.
Yes.
What do you think I want to see in you, and what do you think I'm trying to get out of you?
You want to, like, see the good in me, and, like, you want to get my best out of me?
That'll work for me. Omarion. So Ricardo and Omarion going to do some extra hours. Because I told you I'm doing roll call as I'm calling this, too. So where's Omarion, Darius?
He was supposed to be in here, but I don't know where he is right now.
Okay, well, he's messing up his freedom today because he's going to owe me two more hours, him and Ricardo. Let me go to Carmone.
Yeah, Mr. Tim.
What do you think I'm trying to get out of you, and what do you think I'm trying to see in you?
I think you want to get out of us is that, like, get to know each other and get information out of us so, like, that we're not alone and we're not the only people that make mistakes and stuff like that. And I think that you want to see us successful and on top.
That's good. And so we're going to go to Jarrell.
Which one? Him and Tim.
Jarrell.
Which one?
Jarrell.
Yes.
What do you think I want to see in you, and what do you think I'm trying to get out of you?
I think you want to see me as successful and a young black man that is going to be productive with his life and not throw it away. And I think you're trying to get out of me is my courage to do that and braveness. And you're trying to get the young, successful black man out of me.
Yeah, I like that. Let me get it from Shayla. Shayla.
Hello.
Do you need me to repeat the
question? Can you ask the question again, please?
Okay. So what do you think I'm trying to get out of you, and what do you think I'm trying to get in you?
I think you're trying to get out of us what we deal with mentally and what challenges we face, and what you want to get in us is, like, valuable information that can help us in our lifetime and help us in, like, the workplace and in our mental state. You give us valuable information that we can use when we're feeling a certain type of way and, like, learn more, like, better ways to deal with certain issues that we face.
I like that, Shayla. Thank you, Shayla. Thank you. Tyra Massey.
Can you repeat the question again?
What do you think Mr. Tim's trying to get out of y'all, and what do you think Mr. Tim's trying to get in you?
I think you're trying to give us knowledge about, like, the real world, so we're not, like, blindsided by it. And what you're trying to get out of us is to show us that we're not alone in certain situations. And yeah,
I thank you for that. Let's go to Ashley.
Okay, for the first question, that you want us to succeed in what we want in life, and the second one, to handle things maturely and realize we all have our ups and downs and to put ourselves out there.
I love that. I love that. Christopher Morrell.
Ask the question again.
What do I want to see out of you guys, and what do I want to see in you guys? Oh, I see, I had to stop saying you guys. You young folks.
What I think you see in me? The way to get, I can be successful. I can work hard, and I can talk to somebody when I'm in need. And what I think you want me to get out is, I don't know. That's it.
All right. Let's go to Kyrie Petro.
What do you think you want me to see? Wait, can you repeat it?
Watch.
I'm sorry, Mr.
So, what do you think I'm trying to get out of you guys? I mean, out of y'all. And what do you think I'm trying to get into y'all?
To get out of me. I think you're trying to get basically all the anger out of me by allowing me to talk with other people who may relate to the situations I have been in, and to get into me, is valuable information about learning myself and how to further improve my emotions and how I can be more successful in terms of business.
Man, I like that. I like that. I like that. Terrell, so what do you think I'm trying to get out of y'all, and what do you think I'm trying to get into y'all?
Some respect. That's really all I know. Respect.
I ain't taking that dry one from you. You ain't finna get off there.
Say the question.
I said, what do you think I'm trying to get out of you, and what do you think I'm trying to get into you?
Can I think about this one?
I'm coming right back to you. I don't got too many more spots to go. Douglas Lair. Douglas.
Hello?
What do you think I'm trying to get out of you, and what do you think I'm trying to get into you?
I think what you're trying to get out of me is that I can be successful, and I have to stay in school and pay attention, try to stay out of trouble. And then for what you want to get inside of me is that I don't know how to answer that second one.
Nevaeh DeWitt.
I think what you want to get out of us is, like, our bad habits, and what you want to get into us is, like, valuable skills.
That's simple, just like that. Thank you, Nevaeh. Israel Dossman.
Hello?
Yeah.
I know you want me to stay out of trouble, stop my bad habits, and what you want to see me in. You want to see me successful. You want to see me doing good and out of jail. And, yeah.
Terrell Knox.
Yeah, Mr.
Same question.
Like, you want to see us all successful and see us do great, and you want us out of trouble.
Ricardo Shelby. Ricardo and Dante going to give me 2 hours. I got something they can clean up. I'll pick both of them up so they can clean it up, get them 2 hours out the way. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to appreciate y'all. Is there any questions that y'all may have for Mr. Tim at this moment?
Mr. Tim, I don't have a question. I have a comment.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say earlier when you and your wife were talking about your relationship and everything, I just want to say that was very beautiful, and I just really love listening to that and getting to know you guys more. So I just want to let you know that.
Thank you. Who else?
Kyrie.
Kyrie, go ahead.
You know the Imago thing?
But, yeah.
Will I still be able to get money if I didn't complete 2 or 3 lessons?
Yeah. So okay. the Imago was if you missed a day, right? I don't play that. That's Mr. Henry's thing. I don't play that. We're going to get this work, we're going to get this money, and we're going to get it all the way. The Imago is for the city to see that you did sign up. If you ain't signed up, shame on you, because they're going to look at that, and the next time that I put your name up to do it, that's how they look and say, okay, well, he might have did that for Mr. Tim, but our main thing was to do a mindset on Imago. So if you only did one lesson, you already got all your hours doing this service that I'm doing, working on Saturday for them hours. You got all your hours hooked up like that. We've been on here longer than anybody. Mr. Henry's cohort just started. Mr. Brandon's cohort just started. Miss Jackie's cohort just started. You know, they started way behind us. And so we still moving, and I just wanted y'all to stay with me this summer and get this knowledge. I tried to bring people in front of you, so we were supposed to have people come and be in front of y'all in this workroom that we have back there. But because of what happened, I had to try to change the plan just to get y'all paid, because once my wife was disrespected, y'all didn't know my wife's story. So y'all don't know if y'all would have triggered my wife or not, you know, because I know if I'd have been in there talking gunplay, you'd have triggered me, and I'd have had to get right. I mean, I ain't going to lie. And so I don't like to be in them settings. I don't want to be around them settings. I ask God to deliver me from them settings. I don't go hang out with my – I got a lot of homeboys, but I don't go hang out because anything can pop off, and I got some work to do, and I can't get caught up in the pop-off. Like I got shot for nothing. They wasn't even looking for me. When they shot me, they called the hospital the same night and said, that was the wrong dude. We wasn't trying to shoot him. I'm in the newspaper about that. Matter of fact, on my wall in my office, I got the newspaper article on my wall, And this happened in 1991. Y'all wouldn't even thought of back then. Right? And so, Kyrie, I appreciate you. Anybody else?
When will we do field work?
Huh?
When will we do, like, the field service that you said that we were going to do?
Oh, so the Survey Monkey, they are going to send it out. He said it'll be done by Thursday. And so when they send it to me, you can do that at home. It's about 10 questions. And you answer them 10 questions. You push send or submit, and it goes straight to the city. Once Emiliano says he's got all of y'all's, because I'm going to send everybody, just like I sent out a text, I'm going to send everybody, I'm going to put it in our group text, and all you have to do is fill it out for yourself, and then it'll go to the city, and then once they say they got all of that, I'm going to go in my pocket and pay you, and I'll wait for the money. That way we ain't got to wait. Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right, so don't call me asking me. Don't ask me where the money, don't ask me when the paper coming, don't ask me when the survey money, don't call me, I got other business, don't do me like that. What I'm going to do is go in my pocket and pay you before I get paid. So So before the city pay this thing, I'm going to go in my pocket and pay y'all. So I need y'all to stay on point when you get that survey, because one person going to hold it up. I just know one person ain't going to just, as soon as they get it, just hit them 10 questions and send it back. That's one person. It's always one. But I'm going to tell you like this. We'll be sitting and waiting on the city to pay you then. Hey, I'm out of here, man. I thank y'all for being on. Y'all have a good rest of your evening. Make sure you drink some water. It's hot outside. I'm finna get out this office. I'm so tired of being here all day. But it was worth being here for you guys. And so, I keep saying you guys. You know, so the LGBTQ got on me about that you guys stuff, because I said you guys at this training. And one of them, somebody got on me and said, well, if you just refer to them, they, thus, he, her, her, and all that, I'm from the old school, man. You used to get slapped out if you was a sissy. Oops, I got to go. One love, one gold. I'm keeping it too real. I'll talk to y'all more sooner than later. Y'all stay safe. God bless you. And, man, if you need me, you know the number. If you don't know the number, hit that text. It'll get to me. I'm out of here. One gone. Check me out on 97.5 KDEE, Hip Hop After Dark, every Saturday from 7 to 9 in your mama's car, your daddy's truck. That's where I'll be, because I'm stuck. Beep. I'm out.